This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Good morning. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 21st, episode 2376, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Congratulations! You made it to Freestyle Friday. That means Jamie and Glenn are here to lead you into the weekend with some fun horse talk and some really bad ads on Horses in the Morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, did you know, and it was one of our terrific listeners that sent me this email, thank you for that, that the Sears catalog and several other catalogs used to sell horses.
And that sounds super sketch.
Apparently, there were these farms around the country, and they would have these horses, and then Sears would sell them. At Montgomery Ward, of all places, in the 1950s, sold ponies in its catalog. It was $179 for an untrained, purebred Shetland pony, or $18 down and 15 months to pay.
Oh, my God. I got one Shetland pony cheaper at an auction.
Montgomery Ward had two pages of animal listings, including ponies, dogs, and donkeys. The catalogs of Spiegel's and Sears and Roebuck also sold donkeys and trained ponies with a saddle for $299.
Oh, you got to pay an extra $150 to get it trained.
They even sold more exotic creatures like zebras. The ponies were 2 to 7 years old and shipped within 24 hours. How exactly were they shipped is my question. Yeah, there you go. And it says here...
Did they come in like a crate or something?
I don't know. It says one Indiana breeder sold Sears over 2,000 ponies in 1 year.
You know what? Whatever. I totally would have bought one. My parents have been like, this seems like a great idea. Let's get the untrained one and save $150.
I mean, Sears catalog was the Amazon of the day. You could buy a house. They would actually ship a whole house to you and you put it together. You'd have to build it. But and there were a lot of Sears houses built in the 1950s. But dating back to 1909, they had a car. It was called the Sears Motor Buggy. And it boasted speeds of up to 25 miles per hour, and it was so simple to operate, even a child could do it. And its price was $395. And I don't know how they shipped it to you. I don't know that.
Is that really a good idea for a child to be operating something like that?
There was an article she found in a newspaper back, I guess it was from the 1950s, and it was actually a picture of this 13-year-old Beverly Day Phillips who took pride in showing her pony at a horse show that she had bought from the Sears catalog.
Oh, my God. Well, so you got one good story out of all of them.
I don't know how the rest went. I have no idea. In the Auditor Post show today, we're going to talk about how women and men love Jamie's husband, Chad. To become an auditor, you can go to Horses in the Morning or horseradionetwork.com. On the right side of the page, you'll see an auditor banner. It's for as little as $3 a month. You too can do that. Can I say, we've just had a rash of people joining up, so thank you very much. And also, an extra special thank you to the auditors that are increasing their pledges, some of them by as much as $10 a month. And we had a bunch of those this week, so thank you for the added support. We do appreciate that. What's coming up on today's show, Jamie?
Well, I'm super excited because we have Elisa Wallace and her husband, Timothy. They just got a new farm down in Florida and they're building it. Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're building it. And it's kind of an adventure too. You know, it's fun to watch Elisa's posts on Facebook because she's really good at social media and she posts a lot of stuff that's horse related. And then Timothy posts things about building fence and it's even more entertaining.
So I wanted to your trials and tribulations over the last year.
Absolutely. I mean, my gosh, I feel at times I'm one step ahead of them and then times I'm a couple steps behind them. So it's kind of going to be fun to chat and swap stories for sure. So that's what we're going to do. And then of course, really bad ads.
Well, the other day you had to pick out carpet. What do you have to choose today?
I'm not choosing anything, but then after the carpet, we had to pick out stain for the floor, which is like kind of a main item in your home when you walk in.
Isn't it all kind of the same color, stainy color?
You would be surprised, Glenn.
I just thought it was all stainy color.
This is my husband and I, so it's like a samples of the stain. They're on little wood and you fan them out. You know, you can like look through them by pushing them over. And so I fanned them all out and I was like, okay, Chad, on the count of three, point to the one you want. One, two, three. We both pointed the same one. We're like, that's the floor.
I love you guys. There's no marital strife in this building of this house. It's just whatever. That's what whatever. People usually fight about and get divorced over.
Yeah, it's we're both just so over it. We're just like, we just want to live there. We don't care. Do whatever. Stop asking me. Oh, apparently we have to pick out doorknobs and handles to the cabinets and stuff. And Chad's like, you can go do that. I was like, ah.
This is the reason people buy already built houses.
There's a lot fewer decisions.
All right, Daily Winnie time. Well, happy birthday to auditor Linda Geddick and also legacy listener Rhonda's husband, Jason Crabtree. We met Jason on the cruise. I met him several times, actually. And they're about to head off on another cruise. You know, they cruise like seven times a year or something. But they're about to head off on a Star Trek cruise. Star Wars cruise. Sorry, got that wrong.
That's totally different.
Cruise. They're about to do a Star Wars cruise. Can you imagine the people watching on a Star Wars cruise?
Oh my God. I have so many questions.
I can't wait to see the pictures, Rhonda. Please post pictures.
What makes it a Star Wars cruise?
The whole cruise is Star Wars fans, and apparently they have events the whole time.
Are there like Star Wars actors?
Are there probably actors there? Yeah, I'm sure on the cruise. Yeah, that'll be interesting, huh? And then they're doing another cruise in April where they're doing a transatlantic voyage from. I always wanted to do that one. You would hate that one.
Oh, God, that's a nightmare. Yeah. I'd wear a vest the whole time. I wanted to give my Daily Winnie to our auditors who, you know, Glenn, I remember you said somebody said that we weren't given enough, you know, like talking enough about ourselves. I feel like I pretty much lay it out. And I'm going to lay out something incredibly stupid that I did. And so I went in the auditor room and I'm like, hey, I did something really stupid that resulted in me having to lop off a whole bunch of my hair. And it was like a barn faux pas, right? And I said, what are some of the stupid things you do? 61 comments so far, and I posted it last night.
Apparently, we have a stupid group.
So I love that everybody jumps in, and I'm not alone. Like, y'all make me feel less crazy. Like, this show, if Glenn ever retires, I will keep doing it because it is cathartic for me.
It makes you feel like not such a loser.
It just makes me feel not like a loser, like
no,
not
less
such
of a loser, less of a
dummy.
Loser.
Like, yeah, I just don't feel so dumb because like other people do dumb stuff too. So do you want to hear what I did?
Yeah. I want to. Are you bald is what I want to know.
I'm not bald per se. And those of you asking for pictures,
I think you look great bald, by the way. I don't want the bald women community emailing me. I think you'd look terrific.
I appreciate that. It's a little too cold for that here.
And if there are the bald women community that are mad at any of us, email jennifer@horseradionetwork.com.
If you are a bald woman, I would love to see what you look like, just to be fair. Because some women do rock it.
And they rock it. I mean, they look good. Yeah.
Like, I kickboxed with this chick whose hair is so short, it's like a buzz cut, and she is like the coolest, most attractive woman.
But don't you have to have a certain shape of head to make that work?
Exactly. And yeah. I don't have that shape of head, Glenn, which is why I thank God I didn't have to shave my head. In our new barn, we have Nelson waterers. And they're the kind that one goes up one side of the wall and then it goes through the wall. And then the other stall has just a mounted unit sitting on the wall. Whatever. So apparently you're supposed to clean out these Nelson waters every now and then.
They're not real deep, right? They're real shallow. They're not deep.
Yeah, well, the bowls are easy, but you have to clean under the bowls because there's a heating element to it. And I walked through the barn and I was like, what is that? Why do I smell like just a tiny, like, you know, you smell something different
electrical
in the barn.
Yeah.
So I walked into the barn. I opened the thing. And there's like a piece of hay that was sitting on the heating element underneath. And so the one that comes up out of the ground has like an opening that we have to apparently like foam shut or something. But we didn't do that yet. So all this with the wind here in Oklahoma, it blew up through the bottom. And there was a piece of hay that was sitting on it. And I'm like, oh my God. You know, so I called the Nelson company. I'm like, what do I do? They're like, oh yeah, you have to clean that out, dummy. And then foam it and keep it shut. I'm like, well, thanks for that information a year later, but whatever. So I pull the top off of it and I pull the bowl out and I turn it off, completely off. The heating element is off. Everything's off. And I go.
I'm impressed that you turned it off. I was expecting that not to be the case.
No. I turned it off. I mean, I didn't want to I turned it off.
I had that girl ready to go, but now I can't.
Okay. You just keep it handy.
Okay.
Keep it handy because I'm like, how am I going to clean this thing out? I've got my hands down in it, but I'm just not doing a good enough job. So I get the blower. I'm like, I'm going to get the blower and I've got this like little, it's like a mini blower almost. It's awesome. It comes from that, whatever makes those yellow tools. And so I'm spraying out the bottom up through and it's just like coming to my eyes. So I lift up the blower and I start to spray like the air, blow the air down into the water and all of the dust comes up in the air. And that's awesome. Like it's blowing everything out. It's great until the motor of the blower sucked my hair into it. Sucks like the entire right upper quadrant of my hair. And if you guys remember, I got a really bad haircut not too long
ago. Lucas was videoing this. Please
I was alone. Thank God he was at school. What happens? My hair sucked into the blower and the blower shuts off.
Oh God.
I'm like, oh my God,
it's not like getting it caught in the vacuum cleaner roller.
Exactly. And so I'm holding up, I'm doing this right now. My arms are good. So I'm holding this blower that is attached to my face at this point because all my hair has been sucked into it. The blower stops. I'm like,
I'm
oh my
sorry,
God,
I know
now
it's not funny.
Now I have my hair in the blower. The blower is sitting right at my forehead. I'm holding it up. If I let it go, it's gonna like rip my hair out, right? So I'm like, oh God, what do I do? Help anybody? What? Nobody's here. I'm home alone. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Okay, pull. No, not can't pull. Pull it this way. Nothing's working. I try to turn the mower back on to like get it. It's completely shut down. And I'm holding this blower like up to my forehead. I'm like, I'm gonna have to cut it. And then I can like unscrew it and pull all the hair out of it. And anyway, so I walk over about 50 yards away is where I keep the scissors to open up the hay bales. So I walk with this blower attached to my face out to where the hay is. And I gotta do it. Just gotta make a cut. So I come over and I get a scissors and start slicing my hair that is attached to the blower. And finally I am free of the blower attached to my face. And I have a very new fashionable very short hairs up on the top right quadrant.
I was gonna ask what part of the head is it that got caught?
It sucked. I was holding the blower with my right hand, so the whole like right front fourth of my hair got
blower
sucked
dead too. The blower's dead now because it's just full of hair.
Well, at the point that I cut my hair, Chad was on the way to take Lucas to school. He drives in and he comes and I'm in the hayloft with the blower. And at this point, I'm like, Chad, I need help. So he comes in. He's like, what happened? Oh, my God. What happened? My hair got sucked into the blower. What? How did your hair get sucked into the blower? It's blowing out the water. It's because it started to burn. I got to hit the water. I got to hit out. I got to lift. lifted up the blower and the motor's stuck right here and I don't know what to do. And he's like, so you cut it. Okay. That's, it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad.
Was he lying?
You're lying.
Was he lying?
Oh, God. I'm just like, so he performed surgery on the blower, removed the ginormous chunk of hair that is sitting inside it, and the blower, I would like to say, works again. Yay!
What you gonna do about your hair?
It's not. I wear a hat.
Is it noticeable, or is it like you could do the comb-over deal?
Oh, it's very clearly noticeable.
We need a picture. I don't care if you just post it in the auditor room. We need a picture. We deserve a picture.
I went to kickboxing and I just put a headband on, like one of those cloth headbands around, you know, the elastic ones that's really wide, and it covered it completely. So I can still walk around
in
public.
I still want a picture. We all want a picture. You're going to have 400 people messaging you today. Everybody private message Jamie on Facebook that we want a picture.
Not going to happen. Listen, I told the damn story. Isn't that enough? What do you want from me? What's the blood?
I want pictures.
Pictures. That happened. And so what I did was I went on to the auditor's Facebook page and I said, I need you guys to tell me. Let's see.
What were some of the others? I didn't read it. I didn't get a chance.
Are you sitting down? So Chantel, I'll give your names because I did mine. So Chantel said, I accidentally closed a gate that ended up having a gap and it kind of stayed open and a bull got through the gap and bred 5 heifers before we were... She said I was like 8 or 9. And it was
when
the first
time. She
said
a bull came through. I was picturing worse than that, actually.
Oh, she says that she was 8 or 9. This is the first time she saw a bull penis in breeding. Be like, go away! April dosed herself. She's like, I dosed myself with Regimate. Oh, do not recommend.
No, that's not good.
Do you know what happens if you dose yourself with Regimate? I worked at a clinic and a guy spilled it on the counter. And of course, it's clear, so I couldn't see it. And I put my hand down. I'm like, why is my hand wet? And like an hour later, I started my period. I'm not good. Tammy said I got my muck boots.
Does it really work that fast, by the way?
I think it was maybe that evening.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
And I was like, it was not
it's
time.
Screw you up, though. That's not a good thing to do.
No, it's not good. Got my muck boots stuck on each other, tripped and fell underneath my horses. And said they did not step on her, gracefully avoided her. She saw her life flash before her eyes. Lily said I was reeling in an extension cord, which was wrapped around the top rail of a fence. And I kept pulling and pulling and the plug-in end came flying and smacked me in the forehead. And I had a goose egg and a bruise.
We've all stepped on the pitchfork that's come up and whacked us in the face.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. Karen says, once a year I spray my horse blankets and sheet with Thompson's water seal from a spray bottle. And one time I thought I was fly spraying my horse. But I used the Thompson's water seal, and he was waterproof for weeks. And no, it does not wash off. I love that Karen from the endurance show actually had 2. Oh, and one more. I was using the pitchfork to rake up some loose hay and toss it over the horse fence so the horses could eat it. The pitchfork had a metal handle and accidentally touched the hot wire on top of the fence. I had burn marks on my toes. Sparks flew. Horses and ran. God.
We've all done the electric fence thing, but burn marks. Wow. That was a really hot fence.
We've all done this too. Lisa says that she was years ago, she didn't have a muck pile at the barn, but they had a dumpster with a board that was propped up and acted as a ramp. You know where that's going.
Yeah, we've all done that.
That's a lap full of manure.
Yep.
Lily says, I ripped off my pinky toe because I was shoveling poop out of the shelter and I caught my pinky toe between the shovel handle and the tractor bucket. Sharon says, when I was slamming a heavy metal stall window shut, I didn't get my pinky out of the way fast enough. Don't need to go on. Nana says, I threw a heavy blanket on my horse, but overshot it and took out the fluorescent light in the ceiling up above. So the fluorescent glass rained down on both of us.
Yeah, I've broken those before. That's nasty. And that white powdery stuff comes everywhere.
Brenda says, I sliced my finger open, cutting open a bag of bedding with my pocket knife. She said, my mom had to leave work to pick me up at the barn, take me to the emergency room.
She really cut it.
Cut. Kimberly says, I love this. You can just see this happening. I feel like she's telling us this before. I literally ran to get something for my shoer, but I was looking back at him while I was running in the other direction, and I tripped on a large rock. And as I was scrambling to get my feet underneath me, I crashed into the side of my parked truck, and I broke my nose, my knee hurt for weeks, and my right wrist still hurts.
Ooh. Yowza.
And my thought was one of the comments that people said, which was, your farrier must be really hot. I mean, he had to be hot, right?
Yeah, he had to be. That's what I was thinking.
Meta says that she was wearing cleats because it had been snowing icy, and she was inside the barn feeding a bottle of milk to her calf, and she was standing with her back against the door. She didn't lock it, and the calf headbutted the bottle and did it so hard, shoved her into the door, but my cleats were stuck in the dirt, so I couldn't get my balance. Door flew open. I fell backward, hitting my head on the concrete, and she got a concussion.
Oh, my God. Try explaining that one to the doctor. Mm-hmm.
Joy says, I stepped on my pitchfork tines and gave myself a black eye with the handle. Yep.
Yeah, she we've said, all done that.
She's also ripped off the barn door of her barn with a bucket on her tractor.
Oops.
Debbie was throwing hay, and of course, she grabbed the hay hook and threw it down, and the hay cart hit her in the face. And Chelsea says, I ran out to check my horse's blanket, water, and hay right before a dance in high school. I didn't have the dress on, but I had fancy hair updo, and I let my friends talk her into paying for it. Updos are expensive, by the way. And she's like, I totally got pooped on fixing a back leg strap.
That'll teach you to go out to the barn.
Not a dance.
I once, this is in the old days when I first was a new horse husband, my pony got a cut, and I remember Jennifer saying, go in and get the stuff, it's in there, it's a certain bottle, go in and get the stuff. And I put it on the pony, and a little bit later she came out and said, do you know what you just put on your pony's cut? Formaldehyde.
Oh my God.
It looked like the bottle. I didn't know.
All right, last one, Chantel. There's so many. So many. I can't even get to all of them. Chantel said, I was feeding the horses one night, and I forgot to unlatch a gate as I was coming through it carrying a hay bale, and I hit the gate face first, but I thought I was fine. Immediately afterwards, I went to the climbing gym for a date with my current husband, who I'd just met, and it was a 20-minute drive, but by the time I got there, I had two black eyes and a bloody nose. And she said they got looked for weeks, but here's the thing. This is my friend Larissa. Well, you know, if something happens to her or she's in line with him at the checkout store or something like that, he'll be like, could you please back away? I don't know you. Or that's what she gets. Like, it's not a funny joke, but it is. It's funny that it comes from her husband that says that. Excuse me. Can you get this lady away from me? She's trying to pay for my food.
All right. Before we get to Kentucky Performance Products, I have two quick celebrity news stories. The first one involves the piano man, Billy Joel. One of the first concerts I ever saw was Billy Joel. And apparently he wants to put 12 horses on their 25-acre farm there on Long Island.
God love him.
And apparently his wife and daughter are big equestrians, of course, because apparently that's the new thing. And he's getting a lot of feedback from the city because they're expecting it to be smelly and they don't want animal waste and they don't want it stinking up the neighbors. The neighbors are complaining. Now, he hasn't even done this yet.
He's Billy freaking Joel. Let him do whatever he wants.
And he said they want him. This is it. The proposed law would require manure to be treated to avoid smells and vermin and to be stored no closer than 200 feet from the property line. How do you treat it? So lime? What do you? You
this
put it in
not
the dumpster?
Cat poo, people.
I don't know. Of course, they're arguing that horse manure doesn't smell like pig manure or chicken manure. It doesn't stink like that. So that fight is going on, and we'll see if he gets his horses and his place in Long Island. Now, I don't have an evil dictator celebrity sound bumper, but did you read the story? It's been all over the place that North Korea has now bought up a whole bunch of Russian horses.
Yeah, how many and how much?
Kim Jong-un has bought $500,000 worth of Russian horses. Apparently, last year, they paid $75,000 to import a dozen Russian purebred horses. And the newest additions marked North Korea's largest purchase of Russian horses since 2015, when they paid $192,000 for 61 horses.
Let me do the math here for you. So if you take 75,000 and they've imported a dozen Russian purebred horses, that comes to $6,250 a horse. That's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's not too bad, except this is a country with millions of people that are starving to death.
That's not what we're talking about here.
They've imported 138 horses in the last 9 years to the cost of $584,000. But some Russian horse dealer is very happy.
192, let's see, and divided by 61.
And apparently, if you remember the picture of him riding the horse in the snow, remember that publicity shots they did and we talked about it? I think most of them are white. That's the way it sounds.
That's $3,100 per horse.
That's pretty cheap for Russian purebred. Of course, I don't know what Russian purebred horses are exactly, but there you
go. Let's see what a Russian purebred is.
I don't know. While you're looking that up, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to go to our first guest. That is my celebrity news of the week. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissues. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
So are all Russian horses white?
Well, first of all, when you Google purebred Russian horse, there's a whole lot of stories about this coming up.
Yeah.
And
hit the news everywhere.
And pictures, because it's fairly cold there. And I just want to tell him that he probably should wear a hat. I mean, a helmet, yes, but like even a hat. You're riding
in
the snow.
His hair kind of looks like a hat, though.
That's true. And I believe it's the Orlov Trotter, it seems to be what I've been finding.
Well, we need to get somebody on to talk about purebred Russian horses.
I guess so. I'm thrilled to welcome to the show Timothy and Alisa. And you guys have just embarked on a new adventure, which is buying a farm and building it kind of together. You bought a farm already. Timothy, tell us about the farm that you guys got.
It's the farm my wife wanted.
Smart man.
No, it's a beautiful property. We've been looking to move down to the Ocala, Florida area for a while. It's 60 acres, which if you're like me and you don't know any better, you sort of figure that more acres is better. As it turns out, it's a lot of work. but it's a beautiful property. We have a great community down here. And it's really been great to see the property evolve as Elise has moved the horses down and she's been putting a lot of work into the property. Now it's a fully functioning facility.
Now, as you have to do when you get a new farm is you have to name it. Alisa, did you guys come up with a name yet?
We did. It's actually funny how different sides of the stories are in buying the farm. You said that he bought the farm that his wife wanted. And there was a little bit there. Yeah, there's different stories that, but, I love the property. It was, I would have liked to have had more barn and more built-in stuff. Cause as we all know, that's a lot of work. And a lot of pressure I feel to not mess that up. And it's a gorgeous piece of land. And it was, so we got a really nice house and, but on the horse part side, it was on the, we had to build it and make it. So we came up with the name of Farlo, which Timothy likes this Italian randomly, and Farlo in Italian means to make it or do it. So whenever we are knee deep in sweat and work and blood and all this stuff. We're going, we're making it. We're doing it.
Yeah. It's our battle cry. Marlo.
I love it. Now, Elisa, it sounds like there's a little disparity between what you wanted and what you got. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, well, I mean, it was a great deal. So we had actually put an offer in on another farm that was 30 acres, but it had like a ton, like 50 stalls, you know. So all the stalls and all the paddocks, but the house wasn't so good. And then this popped up, and it has beautiful 60 acres, but it's one giant field, and it has a little tiny 4-horse stall, and then it has... I had another 4 stalls at another barn, but the house is beautiful with a pool, you know, so Timothy really loved that. And so I was just looking at it going, oh, you know, from my farm up in Jasper, where we have like huge, the 12 stalls together, the 2 wash racks, you know, heated and lights and outlets galore. And then you look at the 2 barns and it's like, okay, we have 1 outlet and there's 1 faucet and I have 1 giant field and I have, you know, a total of 18 horses and 6, at least 6 to 8 top horses that need their own individual paddocks. And like, how are we going to do this on a shoestring budget? And, you know, luckily for me, Timothy is an amazing husband and very supportive and, you know, is there for the long haul. But, it was daunting at first, but we're finally, everybody has moved in and it feels really good now. And it's like, we're in a really amazing spot because we're like 5 miles from Longwood or the O'Connors. We're right in kind of the middle of everything. So the accessibility and just being in Ocala is amazing. And then you've got the World Equestrian Center coming. So, and I'm really in, you know, as everyone knows, in having horses, the more land and grass you have, well, 1, the more work, but 2, it is better with horses, but it also means you can myself with that.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, it's funny because so much of what I'm hearing from you too is the same discussion that I've been having with my husband, because we bought a place where we couldn't find a place that had the horse facility and a decent mm-hmm. enough house to right. do both. It just seems like they don't exist. Either people pour their yeah. money into their house or to their horse property. And so you end up with the situation that you guys were in. And finally, we found just basically a piece of land with this like little tiny home on it and no facility, no cross fencing, no nothing. And so we're like,
yeah,
well,
inspiration for me, Jimmy. So I'm like, well, look, they're doing it. Look at all this stuff. Look at how they're barring them. But it is just, yeah, it's super.
Well, we
started from nothing.
Yeah, well, I'm still living in this tiny home, and you know, the marriage is, we struggle every now and then with being so close to get away, get out of the kitchen. Get out of the kitchen. I have 3 square feet in here. My God. Yeah. So there's definitely some of that, but our home is being built. We of course had to get the barn and all that stuff done first. And, bless his heart. You know, I've seen you guys building fencing. Timothy, you should call my husband Chad, because he just finished fencing off my arena by himself with, you know, I'd hold boards and stuff like that. But I was like, when did you learn how to do this stuff?
Yeah, you definitely, if you own a farm, you have to be pretty handy. I know that I went to school at art, and I majored in sculpture. And I told Timothy, actually, like yesterday, as I was building saddle racks and bridle racks, I'm like, this is the most I've used my degree, I guess.
So, you're finally
done. Because it's now up to me to build stuff.
I love it. So, Timothy, what do you think has been the most challenging thing for you in this exciting adventure?
Has it been challenging? It seems so easy. Huh. It's so easy because all I have to do,
bless your heart,
is walk outside my front door and see all the amazing work that Elisa has been doing. See, despite the fact that I do have a background in the trades and this kind of thing, I work for a living and I cannot be just involved on the property every day and to the extent that I would like to be. So I feel kind of bad. You know, the weekends Like, we put in stalls together, and it's been really nice to help Elisa execute on her vision. It's been nice to use my hands and to do that kind of stuff again. But the most satisfying work is just to see, you know, just how amazing Elisa is, not just as an equestrian, but also her artistic talent, to see her vision come to life, and to see her make it, to see her do it. And it's just been, every day I walk outside the front door and I see that the property has changed just a little bit more. And it's been amazing to see it come together.
Aw, see, Elisa, it's got to be rewarding hearing him say those nice things about you.
Bless him. Well, I mean, it is okay. There, it is kind of nice when he has to work inside, because then I don't have him judging me how I'm doing things, probably unsafely and inappropriately. Because we do work well together, but Timothy very much follows. He doesn't read directions first, but he is very much safety officer sometimes. And I'm like,
the deal is she can't die. Like, that's the deal. She can't die.
Oh,
and
my God.
And as long as she's not gonna die, then I'm not gonna let the perfect be the enemy of the good, right? So things don't have to be perfect, but it
I just
looks,
make sure I do like a lot of cutting and stuff when he's not there.
Oh my God, I am listening to my husband and myself right now. This is crazy. Chad is like, you can't get hurt. I can't do all of this, okay? I can't do it all. You can't get hurt. I haven't heard the don't die, but like, it's pretty much what he means. That's so funny. So what are some of the things? First of all, Elisa, how are you keeping all these horses worked and getting all this done?
Well, thankfully, I have two great girls that have around October, and that's been a big lifesaver for me in helping keep everything going, especially when we were in the really hard interim phase of, I had most of the horses up in Georgia, and then I had to be down here to like build the stuff because like I didn't have the money to pay someone to do it, and I like just the juggle in like December and January, it was very stressful, and making sure my horses stay fit so then and, you know, have a season. So I started them a little bit later in the season. Like, they started out, our first events were just the beginning of February. But I mean, it's not super late, but still it was, it's nice because I've got good help, and, they help me kind of keep the barn running and the horses moving. So.
Well, very I got to tell you, your best friend as far as cross fencing is electric tape. The white electric tape is, we'll replace it eventually. But, you know, I talked to, when I went to Monty Roberts' farm up in California, and the place is amazing and it's beautiful. And I was like, how did you do all this? Because he built it all, and he was like, yeah, you just do one thing a day. You know, he's like, it doesn't all happen at the same time. And it's not going to be this amazing. He's like, I've lived here 60 years. You know, like, he's like, we didn't have these beautiful hedgerows and these ginormous trees when we moved here. We had to plant everything and then wait. And a lot of stuff you just kind of have to wait on. And so Chad and I all the time were like, Monty would be proud. We got a fence built. You know, like, that was our weekend project. So it's definitely constant, and it just keeps going. And, you know, like, even just things like, I think I would like a screw eye right here, you know, and you start to figure
where. I did that this morning.
Okay. See, it's the same thing. So Elisa, what's coming up for you and your horses?
I've got a big schedule this year. I've been very blessed with incredible owners of all my horses. And I had Riot and Johnny were sidelined last year with some annoying but minor injuries. And so they're back up. And Johnny is shooting for Kentucky, which is exciting. Upper level event horse that has been added, which his name is Let It Be Lee. He's an intermediate horse. So, it's a pretty exciting season coming up. Let's see. Wait, I'm going back home this weekend to move more stuff. And then next weekend, we run at Rocking Horse. And I think I have five horses I'm running on a one day. So that should be interesting. My girls are going to, it's going to be all hands on deck. But I think this year, the biggest is, of course, Kentucky, the five-star. And then hopefully going up to Bromont with actually a horse that my dad owns, Munson Flew. So that will be a really fun trip up to Canada. And yeah, so I'm just excited to do that. I'll be doing the Mustang demos as well at Kentucky. And, you know, trying not to get bored, trying to stay busy.
I feel like you're far from bored. And Timothy, the transition from you working in Atlanta you're like, I'm going to work from Florida now, kind of thing?
Yeah, it's super easy. The company I work for, it's called Sage. It's a global company, and they've been really understanding and supportive of the move. The fortunate thing about my job is I can do it anywhere in the world. So it helps me to sort of work from the farm in Florida. It's a great view out the office window, but also to hopefully increasingly spend more time at horse shows as well. And in fact, we have Red Hills coming up, and I expect to do some work and support Elise at the same time in Tallahassee there.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait till they're here for their first summer.
Oh, it's not that much different. I've been here during the summers, Glenn. It's no different from Georgia.
Well, that's true. You guys did. But you were up a little bit. You lived in the hills.
It's not like I'm coming from the north. And even so, the north gets hot, too. They just deal with snow. Don't even get me started on it. The whole is fun. Just do your work in the morning. Have lunch. Take a nap when it's hot. Swim in the pool and then turn the horses out at night.
You will like the pool. I guarantee you're going to like the pool. That's you're really going to like that.
Yeah.
So, did Elisa,
you know who else likes pools?
What's that?
Spiders, lizards,
yes.
Gators,
snakes.
Man,
don't forget snakes. Yeah, they like the pool too.
Oh man.
Hearing Elisa get combative like that, did that remind you of me being in Arizona and people going, "It's a dry heat."
Yeah, exactly.
I will murder you if you say that again to me.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Like we really appreciate it. And of course, what do you think about your dad is now a host?
Yeah, it's great. I'm really excited for the John and Rick show. And I think it's a really great way to really get the community involved. And I'm really excited for them.
Well, we're glad they're part. We're glad that they're doing the Eventing Radio Show. We're happy to have them, and they're doing. They did episode one so far, and it was terrific. So, and thank you, Timothy, for sending them my way. I appreciate that too.
Thanks, Glenn. They do a great job, and their first episode was a pleasure to listen to, even as someone who isn't 100% horsey. It was, you know, a great episode and a great program for everybody.
And you and I said we were going to get to lunch, go to lunch after you got down here, so we really need to do that at some point.
Yes. Oh, it's got to happen.
All right, guys. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thanks, y'all.
Yep. You guys have a good one. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And the one thing that's still lacking in all of Ocala is a cell phone signal.
Oh, yeah. Every now and then. Timothy had a pretty good one.
Yeah. I mean, it's just awful here. I live 5 miles outside of town. And I have to go to my front porch to make a call. It's just amazing. You'll be in town. We have the worst cell phone signals here.
Dude, I just had this. I have been an AT&T customer since they were like Singular Wireless. Okay. I mean, I've been an AT&T customer all my life, and I just made the switch to check this out. T-Mobile is bringing it strong, man. You need to check it out. Try it.
I heard a lot of people are switching to T-Mobile and getting better reception because we have Verizon and it's just awful here.
T-Mobile. I can talk in my cinder block home on my cell phone. Which I was having to go outside.
Because it's getting ridiculous, yeah. Well, Ovation Riding makes a wide variety of products, including boots. We have talked about the country boots that I wear all the time when it's muddy and wet. But they also make some waterproof tall riding boots. Mud season is on the way, or probably already there where you are. And it is that time of year to buy a pair of Moreland 2 high rider boots. The Moreland 2 is a workmanlike riding boot that can take you from chores to the saddle. A full grain oiled leather foot is paired with grippy suede upper, and it has an elastic gusset for superior fit. And a side zipper with a hook and loop makes it easy to take them on and off. But the cool part is they're full waterproof up to 4 inches high. So up to 4 inches from the bottom of the zipper, they're fully waterproof. They have a wicking Dri-Tex lining that keeps you cool, dry, and comfortable all day long, while the grippy outsole is sturdy and provides exceptional support on the ground or in the irons. All for $195. It's available in a bunch of sizes, men's and women's. Yes, I said men's. They have men's sizes. In black or brown, visit OvationRiding.com today. They have, I was looking on their site, they have like a million boots. I was shocked.
I don't know what I would do without my Ovation boots. I love my Ovation boots. I ride in them every day. I wear them all the time outside in the barn. I mean, everybody should have a pair.
Yeah, they're really nice boots. OvationRiding.com. Well, do you want to do some we had promised a list. Do you want to do that quick or do you want to go right into really bad ads?
Well, I can do it real quick because there's only eight.
Okay.
Only eight struggles that short riders will understand. I'm just kidding. There is more, but this is a list from Horse and Hound. And they've got eight struggles that short riders will understand. And we'll just start at number one. It doesn't matter how much you let down your stirrup. There is no way you're going to mount your horse from the ground.
What do you guys do when you have to get off on your trail riding? Find a hill?
Oh, you let your stirrup down and you look like an idiot. But you try to find a fallen log or a fence post or something. I taught all my horses to come to the mounting block, and now I can stand like on the fence, you know, with my arms behind me holding the top rail, and they'll come over and side pass towards me. And I'm like, God, I love you. I love you so much. Number two, you couldn't live without your hole punch because, you know,
nothing has the right number of holes, right?
No, you need to punch them. God, this is so true. Finding tall boots that fit is a nightmare. And why? You think they're tall? Yeah, because they come up. They're so tall. The last pair I bought covered half my kneecap. That's not comfortable. And then also it gets you the back
cuts
of your
the
knee.
Back of your leg. Yeah.
Because you can't bend your leg to sit on the horse. All breeches and jodhpurs and all of those clothes, they're just too long. You've got like 3 extra inches of material. That goes for blue jeans as well. Oh my God, I don't see how many. I just cut the bottoms off anymore. I don't care. What is it with people? Oh, you ride horses? Are you a jockey? Look, I'm 5'2", does not mean I'm a jockey.
In all fairness, though, I think a lot of horse women that say that get that question, no matter the height. People say, are you a jockey? Because the only thing about horses is racing.
I'm like, I'm about 20 pounds too heavy to be a jockey. Maybe 30 pounds too heavy. Number six, the good thing is it's kind of handy that you can ride people's ponies. You know, like it's safe for you to ride ponies. Yeah. But the problem is that then you get asked to school every naughty pony within a 10-mile radius. And they're like, this one bucks my daughter off. Can you get on it? Okay, fine. Number seven is when you do ride something over 14.2, everybody double takes when you're out hacking, wondering why some overly ambitious parent has put their child on such a huge horse. I'm a grown woman.
Well, yeah, but it is true that everybody looks 12 in a helmet.
Yeah, but you especially look 12 and you're 5'2 when you're riding a 17-inch thoroughbred.
Yeah, I bet.
You do. Like, I'll say to Chad, I'm like, do I look ridiculous on this horse? We had one come through that was 17 hands, and he's like, no. Let me infer from your... Let me just figure out what you're saying there. Thanks, jerk. Oh my God, this is a constant struggle. And it's now I have a boarder who has a child, and she's Lucas's age. So she gets the lowest saddle rack. And I'm like, hello, I need the lowest saddle rack. So we always end up with a high saddle rack. So then you have this like Arnold Schwarzenegger arms from lifting your saddle over your head and like trying to wiggle it onto the saddle rack gently so you don't scrape the bottom of your saddle.
How do short Western riders put those big heavy saddles on tall Western horses?
I don't know how anybody can lift a Western saddle. I mean, how do you not scare the crap? Oh, I'm said a bad word. Scare the crap out of your horse when you fling it over their back.
Or how do you not smacking yourself in the face? All of those questions. I don't know. I have a couple questions for the vertically challenged. So,
okay. People treat you like a child no matter how old you are. Because everybody's taller than you and they all look down and they talk to you like you're a child. It's annoying. There's a woman who teaches lessons in the area and I'm like, I'll go take a lesson. And she called me kid. She's like, okay, kid, come on around. And I'm like, let me stop you. You do know that I am not a child and I am older or as old as you. And she was like, I call everybody that. I'm like, well, stop it because it's infuriating.
How do you get stuff? Do you have to have a little ladder in the house to get stuff up, like off the top shelf of the kitchen?
I have a stepladder in my kitchen and a stepladder in my barn.
Now, because in the new house, you haven't all just bottom cabinets put on with no top cabinets?
No, I'm not that ridiculous because I need more cabinet space. But what I do have is outlets in my barn that I didn't want the horses to be able to, you know, put their nose on them. So the outlets are located up above. And what happens is I have to have a stepladder to plug anything in. So now I got those like short extension cords and then I put those in. And that's a terrible idea because the horses can hang their heads out and Zara ate it. Yeah, <exactly. laughs> Bit one right in half. Thank you for that.
We need to get you little stilts that you can wear around the barn all day.
Yeah.
Nothing could go wrong with that.
So,
I wonder. The other thing I wondered too is I've been in some hotels recently where the shower head is way up there. You can't adjust shower heads in some hotels, I would imagine.
I don't know. As long as the water sprays down and the handles aren't too high, I don't care.
Okay. I thought of that in this one hotel. I could barely reach a shower head. It was like, how is somebody short going to reach a shower head?
Yeah, it's a problem.
I've never had the short problem. So I do hit my head on things, but never had this problem.
Whatever is your problem, make it opposite for me.
Yeah. It is funny when I go places with Jemmy and I have to duck to get under and she just walks right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends that are your height for some reason. I don't know why. Half my friends are 5'2¾".
Yeah. I like friends that are my height because we see eye to eye and nobody treats each other like a child. Hey, kid, come on around. I am not a kid.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading, but tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right, it is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit ads about horses or horse trailers or farm stuff for sale, and we just have a little fun with them. And we have an international representation today, but today I got bad news for you, Jamie. We have to work only two voicemail ones.
Oh my gosh, you guys, all the prizes that we're giving away this month, you know you get double the entries if you read it yourself.
And, you know, we don't like to work that hard on a Friday, so just help us out here.
Let's talk
about the prizes. We got, these are all from horselovers.com, and thank you to horselovers.com for setting these up every month. How about $200 worth of Lickit toys and treats? And of course, we all know what they are. They're the boredom busters that you can hang up and they kind of look like an apple and stuff.
It's a lot of Lickit.
A lot of Lickit. And people love Lickit. They have a whole different variety of flavors from raspberry to apple to butterscotch. So we're going to give away $200 worth of those. Some horse is going to have a sugar high coming up here. And they do have 100% satisfaction guarantee. I haven't found a horse that doesn't like them yet. So Scooter dies for those things, which is why we can't give it to him.
My old warm blood pinned it up against the wall and just ate it.
And chowed down. Yeah, that's right. Like an apple. How about a Gatsby 1680 Denier waterproof turnout sheet? You get your choice of four different colors. They come in six different sizes worth $150. Help your horse stay warm and dry this winter with the Gatsby Premium 1680 waterproof. That's a really tough denier waterproof and breathable turnout sheet. The turnout blanket is designed for maximum coverage and will give you years of use in all weather conditions. Crisscross nylon surcingles, a tail flap, and adjustable nylon leg straps. Also, the Kensington stuff. That's the plaid stuff that looks really fancy and really, really beautiful. And that really started in the fox hunting world. Kensington plaid collection, valued at over $300, includes complete plaid collection of horse clothing and accessory bags.
This is the best fly mask.
Yeah, this is really nice present here.
Fly sheets.
Go look up Kensington on horselovers.com and imagine having some of that for yourself. Kensington also is not cheap. I mean, that that's good quality stuff. So I think it's the first time we've ever had a prize that's been Kensington in all the years we've been doing this. So thank you to them and to horselovers.com for providing the prizes. Don't forget, $10 off any $99 order or more at horselovers.com using coupon code HRN. HRN is a coupon code for all of our companies, by the way. So $10 off, $99 order, horselovers.com.
All right. Well, the first one comes from Rachel, and she sent this from the Ranch Horse Versatility Horses Facebook page. And this is like a little, I don't know. I was looking at over it, and it's like they say one thing, but then they say something completely different. Okay, here we go. I'm considering selling my pony, Shiner. He is not a pony everyone can ride. He is not beginner safe. He is extremely broke and rides like a cutting horse.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make much sense.
If he's extremely broke, I should be able to ride him.
If he is not beginner safe, and he is extremely broke. He has some quirks.
I bet he does.
He is watchy-watchy. Oh, there's no punctuation either. He is watchy-watchy on the ground, but he will never spook and run into you. He goes over tarps and isn't scared of anything.
So he's watchy-watchy, but he's not scared of anything. He's not beginner safe, but he's extremely broke. Okay. All right.
He does in not like your hands near his mouth when you bridle him, hold the bit out, and he does everything himself. He doesn't mind a worker, just not hands. He will move away from you.
So he lunges into the bit is what I'm getting out of that.
Don't hand like your hands. Yeah. Don't let your hands near him. He stands 12.3 inches tall, and his wide and soggy mane. This is not a pretty My Little Pony horse. He's all business.
What did you just say? He's wide and not a soggy mane?
He stands 12.3 inches tall and his wide and soggy mane. This is not a pretty My Little Pony horse. He's all business.
What's soggy mane?
I don't know. Clearly, they have some other problems.
That's scooter
with that
size,
as well.
By the way. You're using this for a cutting horse? He's scooter size. Your feet will be on the ground.
Do not message me if you're not serious. Yes, I have videos. I have exactly 2 videos. I will not take more videos. If you want to look at them that carefully, make an appointment and come out. People are dumb. Make 100 videos to make them decide before they come out and waste your time.
And waste your time. Exactly. Exactly. Scooter size. They're using it for a cutting horse. Smaller
Do you know
the
what
cows.
That means? That means it spooks and scoots sideways.
Yeah, exactly. The cows are bigger than he is. All right. Tessa sent this one. We got a lot of new people. Thank you very much for all the new people submitting ads.
Hello. This is Tessa from the UK. And I found this ad on Dundeal, which is an Irish website. Free legged pacing pony. That's free spelt F-R-E-E. €1,100. 9-year-old very fast when jogged up. Will do 35 miles an hour. Out on grass past 7 months. Will take nearest offers or might consider a swap. And the picture is of a very ragged looking free legged pacing pony.
Maybe swap it.
That was one of our first UK submissions. Thank you very much.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Oh my gosh.
At 35 miles an hour, that pacing pony's booking.
You better put that thing in a race, man. That's faster than some of the standardbreds run.
One ragged pony goes very fast. Andrew sent this one in. Need for speed. Pace on Facebook. Need for speed. Pace on Facebook.
Okay, so it's need for speed. Pace on. Facebook page.
Okay. Jack for sale. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to try and do this. Jack for sale, our trade PM for prices. Please ride and we'll pull a cart gentle as a dog proven breeder. Handle him in any way.
What does dog gentle mean? I mean, I know some dogs that are not very gentle.
No, it's cart gentle as a dog proven breeder.
Heart gentle as a dog proven
breeder.
Oh my God. That's a bad ad. Hey, you know what, Andrew?
I have no idea what's for sale. I have no idea what they do. And whether it's a dog or a horse, I don't know.
That's why it's a bad ad, Andrew. You nailed it. Laureen sent this one in. Oh, Laureen is our listener in Brooklyn, I believe, in New York. So I've got to read it like her because I'm irritated you didn't send it in. Horse trailer, $700 and Dexter.
Sounds exactly like Laureen.
Yeah, except for I kind of, maybe. It sounds like Laureen's neighbor. Inline horse trailer, good condition. Tires are good. Floor is good. I just want it out of the way.
I can understand why.
Let me stop you. The tires are not good. They're under the ground or completely flat. I can't. They're all completely flat. The floor is something that looks like if I were to walk in it, my feet would go through it. That is not a good floor, nor good tires, nor good wall,
nor roof.
It's
one of the inline ones, too, and we've had discussions about these before. Oh, they're the ones with the tires in the front and the back. It has two sets of axles in the front and the back, and we've determined that there would be no way to back this sucker up without wrecking it. There's just no way.
Oh, my
way.
God, you're right.
You it's because it acts like a wagon, like a hay wagon. I don't. This would be a bitch to drive. It really would.
The tires are good. The floors are good. No, they're not.
And I want to say, too, we're going to stop posting these on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page because I keep getting people messaging where they can buy them that are listeners to the show. So we're going to start posting them in our auditor room every Friday so the auditors can see them. If you want to see the pictures, become an auditor because I'm just tired of getting the crap from the Facebook page.
My God,
people think that we're selling them or just don't get it.
Where's Dexter? Because I'm really interested in that trailer that you guys posted.
You see it. We get it every week.
Uh-huh. It's like, yeah, every week. It's every like week. Crazy. It's insane. Why would you want this?
Yeah, exactly. Jessica sent this one in. Looking for a horse or pony, $303. That's what they have, $303. Looking for a horse or pony. Looking for a mare, horse, or pony in the Muskegee area. Not looking to pay over $400 for a horse or pony. Do they want it for $303, for $400? I'm confused.
Oh, that poor pony or horse. That poor mare horse.
Oh, no.
Brooklyn sent in the next one.
If I were you, I'd try and charge her $403 and see what happens.
This one's $403. Yeah, sorry. I'll come down to $402. That's the best I'm going to do. Jessica sent the next one in. Brooklyn sent this one in. Standardbred, $750 in Teleco Plains, wherever Teleco Plains is.
Good luck with this one.
I have for sale capital A, capital nice, standardbred gelding. All these are capitalized, just the first letter, like it's a proper noun. I have for sale a nice standardbred gelding for sale. ... He is a registered buggy horse. I do not have papers on him. ... But I can print them from the internet.
Do you really think it's going to be this horse's? No.
I can print something on the internet too there. Horse dealer, Scott. Okay. His name is Scott. Scott, I can print some on the internet too. I can print him on the internet, he ride perfect and very fast. He need moderate to experienced rider, have too many horses and trying to thin the herd, My name is Scott. Give me a call in interested.
Well, how do you, horse dealers have been doing the same line? I have too many horses and just trying to thin the herd. They've been using that same line for 100 years. Do people still fall for that?
I would like to thin my herd. Too many horses.
You thinned your head. You did that.
I thinned it by having my husband get a new horse this week.
No, I said you thinned your head. You did that. You thinned your head.
I thinned my hair.
Yes, you did.
That's the best I'm going to do as far as removing
Mariel
horses.
Sent this one in. This is a horse. Now, it's a paint horse. Let me describe the picture. It's riding in an indoor. It's a paint horse. Very paint horse. Would you say that's a paint horse?
I would say that's a paint horse.
$2,200 in Marionette. I don't know what that is. 16-plus hand Frisian sport horse.
No. That says Friesian.
Oh, yeah. It's a Friesian sport horse.
Duh.
Sorry. Has extensive dressage training and trail miles. She does everything horse should do. Bathe, loads, clips, ties. She is easy keeper. loves to be outside, and is uncomplicated to ride, beginner safe, and has been used in lessons and horse camps. Good home, absolute must. I drove over my cell phone.
I drove over my cell phone. Sorry. So if you tried to reach me, I wasn't avoiding.
First of all, let me just get back to the fact that this is a Frisian sport horse. Does that look like a Frisian to you?
It's a Scion. It looks like a Frisian to me, because obvi.
This is not a Frisian, I'm just saying.
Let me also point out something, and I know I'm going to get crap about it, because people always send me things when I point this out. But this is a horse that is trotting in an arena, okay? And on the bottom of the arena, sand meets a wooden area, and then there's like three wooden poles that go horizontally above the horse. So you've got ground, wooden, like keeps a footing in, and then three horizontal. Yeah. So what they've done is, to make the horse look like it's really flashy, is they've tilted the photo. So it's uphill, and it's so obvious because the rails behind it are like going north.
Oh,
you guys, you're not fooling anybody. Yeah, Everybody always does that. I'm like, there's a fence behind you. We can see the horizon. Like, we're not idiots. So you can see the ground is going up. I know. And I always get people mad at me, but like, you're not tricking anybody.
I love how you picked that out of the ad that was for a Frisian sport horse. That's a paint.
I can call anything. It's a free Scion, so nobody knows what the hell that is. So I can do whatever I want. The next one comes from another one from Brooklyn. Is this the same Brooklyn? Yeah, same Brooklyn. Oh, she's getting her twice here. Sailor Trade, $1,000. And this is, I think, a Facebook ad. I don't know. Oh, God, look at the pictures. Walking
Wait
horse
a minute.
Gelding.
Let me. It's in Bumpus Mills. How would you like to have to say I live in Bumpus Mills?
Where the heck is Bumpus Mills? I need to figure that out.
I'll look at that while you do the ad, because I got to know. Sorry. Bumpus Mills.
Oh, it's in Tennessee. Oh. Lord help me. All right, here we go. And the pictures, there's like four pictures, and it's two horses that are standing far away in the winter. Way far away in the winter. It's blurry and foggy. Like, thanks. Sailor Trade, $1,000 in Bumpus Mills. And there's not a lick of punctuation. They don't use punctuation down in Tennessee. Walking horse gelding, 17 years. Great ride horse in mare quarter. Horse 12 years old and good riding horses, $1,000 each, or deal on both. Just don't have time for them. Took a job driving a truck and have three good saddle pads. I'm sorry.
What's that to do with it?
I just took a job driving a truck and I have three good saddle pads. That's relatable. Just took a job driving a truck, have three good saddle pads, everything but in a trailer sale or trade guns, boats, and motorcycle. What the hell?
I have no idea. Thank you for that. Brooklyn's just hot today. She's getting them in. And then,
Lord have mercy, she's all over the place. Where was her other one she was looking at? In Teleco Plains. I need to figure out where Teleco Plains is real quick. You go ahead and play Scott.
All right. Scott, we always end with Scott.
Hey, this is Scott from Virginia with another bad ad from Richmond, Virginia Craigslist. The title is Donkey Donkeys, Great Pets, Coyote Deterrents, Horse Companions. We deliver. It includes about 8 pictures of donkeys.
We'll bring them.
Please text or call. I can't send pics on email. Phone number. If you need donkeys, I can bring them to you for reasonable delivery fees. Just let me know what type of donkey you need. Phone number again. Donkeys. Please check my website for available donkeys with prices. Website. We deliver donkeys statewide. If you need a coyote deterrent, horse companion, or cool pet with character, please call or text. Phone number again. Note, I tend to talk too much. If this would bother you, please text. LOL. New donkeys will be added weekly.
I got my new ass every week.
Did you keep talking? Are you there?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I said I get a new ass every week. I'll send it out. Teleco Plains is also in Tennessee. So not only is he a registered buggy racehorse, he don't have no papers on him, but he can print them from the internet.
Well, thank you, everybody, that submitted. And thank you to horselovers.com for the prizes. They'll have 3 brand new prizes next month. Do we pick a winner next week, I think? So we'll be picking a winner here coming up. That's going to wrap it up for today's show, except I have to do my happy news story because we always end on a happy news story. And
do we do happy news story or do what did we learn today first? Which one?
Well, I'll give you my happy news story. So my happy news story involves your old home state. So this is in McDonough, Georgia.
McDonough? Thanks.
Is that near Atlanta?
Yes, it is. It's okay. Just south, down 75.
Well, this guy goes into Best Buy, and he wanted to buy himself a computer. And his name is Patrick Martin. And while he was shopping...
I'm going to get me one of them internet things.
That's right. While he was shopping in there, he sees Shaquille O'Neal in the Best Buy.
Oh, my God. What is Shaq doing at a Best Buy McDonough?
Probably buying anything he wants, I would think. Martin approached Shaq and offered his condolences, not only for the death of his friend Kobe, but also apparently Shaq's sister died recently in October after a battle with cancer. And he apparently wished Shaq the best and walked away. He said, "We walked off and then Shaq comes up to us and says, 'I like y'all. So I'm going to get you the nicest one in here and I'll pay for it.'" And Shaq bought him a Microsoft Surface laptop.
Oh, my God. Shaquille O'Neal shopping in a Best Buy down in McDonough, Georgia, was just buying internet things for people walking around. That's awful sweet.
So there's a good story about Georgia. And it must be nice to just, like, if somebody's in a store and you can just go up and say, "I'll buy you a $7,000 computer," it's like no big deal.
Well, you're just saying that because you bought a computer this week and Shaq didn't pay.
Exactly. I didn't see Shaq in the Best Buy. I was looking. But no, I didn't see him here. All right, that's it. What'd you learn today?
Oh my gosh, I learned that I am not alone in the, did you notice how sweet Timothy was and how salty Alisa was? You know, something just happened and he's like trying to make up for it.
Timothy wasn't always that sweet when we were doing the horse husband show together.
No, that's what I'm saying. That dude is like, whatever she wants, she can have.
Yeah, he was
she's
kissing
amazing.
Ass for some reason. I don't
she's
know.
She's beautiful.
Why.
And he's like, she's like, "This is not the farm I wanted. I wanted the 30 acres with the nice farm, but you had to have the GD house. And all I wanted to do was have a farm. Like, above my horse's gut." Yeah,
we've been both
awesome.
Sides of that. We've gotten the farm because I wanted the house, and we've gotten the farm because it had a crappy house but a nice property. We've done both of those, and I'm
you
not sure either one was great.
It's unaffordable if it has both. You know, like, it's not in our price range, so got to build it. I got lots of me electric fence in the back. Okay.
See you, everybody. See you Monday.
Major Gal, have a good one.
Hey, hang around, auditors. We're going to be talking about why people are lusting over Chad.
Oh, God. I'll tell you why.